Well, another long day. It's about 25 to 9 now, and I've been doing lots today actually. I've been writing a script for episode 2 of the 100 Stories podcast, and what else have I been doing? I'm in that tired frame of mind again, where thoughts in my brain can't quite come together. But what have I been doing? Yeah, script for episode 2 of the 100 Stories podcast. Then I had to polish an article for Leaf Writers magazine about 100 Stories for Haiti. And they've accepted that now. So that's going to be in the next edition of Leaf Writers magazine. And I believe they're also looking for submissions for other articles and things. Although the deadline is the 1st of July. So if you do like a little Google for Leaf Writers magazine, yeah, you'll be able to check out their submission guidelines and deadlines, etc. And figure out if maybe you want to send them something. And then yeah, this evening I did an interview with Bob Dayan, who's the audiobook guy. He produced the Stories for Haiti audiobook, which you can buy on iTunes and at audible.com. And what a brilliant guy to talk to. I mean, seriously, he was just such a nice chap and such an interesting guy to talk to. We hooked up over Skype, and we actually had a video feed actually. Normally I've been doing all these interviews via audio, but he had a webcam, and of course I have a webcam on my Mac, so we decided to do kind of a face-to-face over Skype, and that was really great actually. Added a nice little touch to the interview because we could see each other, and he was actually sitting in one of his sound studios. I could see there was like soundproof stuff on the walls behind him and stuff. So, you know, yeah, there wasn't many distractions his end. There were a few my end, because it was already about 7 o'clock when we did the interview. 7 o'clock Danish time. It was 10 o'clock in the morning LA time. So 7 o'clock here is kind of bedtime-ish for my daughter, and I could hear her downstairs as she was very tired. And just towards the end, luckily we'd wrapped up the interview and we were just chatting at the end, and just suddenly this huge wailing scream came from downstairs, and the look on Bob's face was what a picture, man. And I just said to him, "Can you hear that?" And he went, "Yeah." And of course I explained to him that it's my daughter and she's very tired, and that's how toddlers get, of course, when they're tired. They start ranting and screaming and making all kinds of outrageous demands. So we kind of had to wrap up the call pretty quickly, because I had to go and, yeah, help get her ready for bed and then read her some bedtime stories. So she's fast asleep now, which is great. But yeah, the Bob Dayan interview went really well. He really fantastic guy, lovely to speak to. And I'm really going to keep in contact with him actually, because he was such a smashing bloke. And I'm looking at his website now. I'm going to take a picture of it, and you will be able to see some of the audiobooks this man has helped produce or produced. And like I said yesterday on my audio boo, if you have an iPod or an MP3 player and you're into audiobooks, you will have one of this man's audiobooks on your iPod. It's as simple as that. That's how many he's done, and that's how long he's been doing it. So, yeah. Can't wait to share that interview in one of the episodes of the podcast. Really fascinating stuff. All right, I'm going to chill out now, and yeah, I'll probably fall asleep on the couch, to be honest.